Gemara says on the Dalit Amid Aleph, Haisa Gavoa Me'esim Amma Behutzin Yardim Besochav Amma. Let's say you have a Sukkah Lamala Me'esim Amma. I hold this with Behudim and Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say it's possible. But there are Hutzin that are Yardim Besochav. You have branches that are coming down below Chav Amma. You know, you can picture it. You have tree branches, a bigger limb of the tree, and there are smaller branches coming out of that bigger branch. And they're hanging down, even below Chaf Am. You got your bigger branch, maybe a couple of bigger branches. And then you have the leaves, the branches and the leaves hanging a little bit below. So there are branches above Chafama, but the Hutzim are Yardim Leso Chafama. Silasam Ruba Mechamasam Ksheira. Says the Gemara, if the Hutzim that are Yardim Leso Chaf is Silasam Ruba Mechamasam, it's Schach Kosher, it's a shear for Schach Kosher, more shade than sun. Then the Sukkah is Ksheira, even if Lamala Me'esim you have a lot more Schach, but if Silasam Ruba Mechamasam, the Hutzim that are Yardim Leso Chaf, then the Sukkah is going to be Ksheira. If chamasam ruba mitzilasam, if there's more sun than shade in the hutzin that are yordam esochav, then it's going to be psula. This is the chiddush of the Gemara Davdal. But it doesn't matter that you have a lot of schach lamala me'esim, as long as you have hutzin yordam esochesim and silasam ruba mechamasam, then the sukkah is going to be psula. So lechora, it's a little bit of a pell. If you know some other sugyas in sukkah, this Gemara is really a pell. Because the Gemara later on in Daf Tes has a concept that if you have Schach Posel and Schach Kosher, you don't care that you have the Schach Kosher. The fact that you have Schach Posel as well, and the Schach Posel is creating tzeil on the Sukkah, so that can passel the Schach Kosher. As long as the Schach Posel is Niker, V'omid Bifnei Atzmo, as long as it's unique, it's separate, it's not Ma'urav B'Taroivis with the Schach Kosher, so then we treat the schach pasul as being a davar b'fnei atzma, it's a davar choshe b'fnei atzma, and it'll pasul the schach kosher. So why does it matter that tzilasam ruba mechamosam and the hutzim that are yadim esochav? The fact is, I have schach pasul l'mala mechav. So the schach pasul l'mala mechav should pasul the hutzim. Well, what's going on over here? It sounds like there's a special aloha. That if the hutzim, tzilasam ruba mechamosam, and the l'mata mechav, then everything is great. Why is everything great? I still have schach pasul. So we still have schach posel. How is the schach kosher going to help me? What does the Gemara say that if you have schach posel, but how does schach kosher, there's a problem? So that's the famous Gemara in Daf Tes Amid Beis. Many yeshivas that learn sukkah, they start with Daf Tes. Tes Amid Aleph, Tes Amid Beis. But Tes Amid Beis, that's the real meaty sugi in sukkah. Okay, of course, it's also the very difficult sugi in sukkah. That's what they sink their teeth in. That's sugi. We're not going to see the whole sugya, but the sugya is relevant to us here in Daf Dalet. So we have to see Tess just to understand Daf Dalet. What does the Mishnah say on Tess on the base? So this is a kosu tachas ha'ilon, hiwasa b'socha banks. You make a sukkah underneath a tree, it's like you made it in a house. Everyone knows this din, that if you have a tree overhanging the sukkah, there's a problem. So Amar Rava, the Gemara says, lo shanu el be'ilon shetzilasom ruv mechamasa. Chamasom ruv mitzilasom ksheira. Okay. That's one halacha. Rava says that the problem of sukkaso tachas ha'ilon is only if the ilon is tilasom ruba mechamasa. A diuk from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says ilon dum yedabayis. Bayis, obviously there's more shade than sun in the roof, so Ilan also, Ilan domi the bias. The halacha of the Mishnah, the tachas ha'ilan is a problem, that's only if the Ilan is tzilasam ruba mechamasa, it's the shear for schach kosher, but it happens to be schach posel. What's posel about the bias? It's mechubar, right? It's not domi the psolus gorim the yekev. It's not tolush, it's mechubar lakarka. Even if the bias is made out of wood, but right, it grew from the ground. It's gidule karka, and it's mechuba lekarka. It's not makabel tum. It's mechuba lekarka, but it's not tolush, right? So psolas goren ve'yekev, the remains of the granary and the wine press. That's tolush min akarka. It's not mechuba. So tocha bias, Tikra Sabayis is possible. It's possible for many reasons, but one of the reasons is that it's Mechuba. So Elon also is Mechuba. Elon's Mechuba. Mechuba Lakarka. So that's why it's Chach possible. Says Dr. Ova, the Elon is Silaso Meruba Mechamas. So if it's the Shear, if it's Chach Kosher, so then since it's Chach possible, it'll possible. But if not, then no. Chamaso Meruba Mitzilaso, and the Elon then is Kosher. So Frek the Gemara. You want to tell me that if the Elon, if the Mechuber is Chamas and Merubah Mitzilah, so there's no problem. How come it's Starev Schach Pasul, but how there's Schach Kosher? Still have a problem. Aren't you going to be Mitzarev, the Schach Pasul, with the Schach Kosher? You still have Schach Pasul there. It's Chamas and Merubah Mitzilah, but so what? Isn't it also providing shade? It's providing shade together with the Schach Kosher. In fact, it's probably, since it's standing over the Schach Kosher, there are certain parts of the Schach Kosher that are not really providing the shade. It's the Schach Posel on top of the Schach Kosher that's really providing the shade. So how can this be kosher, for the Gemara? How come it's Starev Schach Posel by the Schach Kosher? Amar Rav Papa b'shechavta. Rav Papa has this meiji is so that the case where it's kosher is b'shechavta, that you are mashpil, the anfe ilon, as Rashi says, you lower the Schach Posel. Now there's a taroves. It's very hard for me to draw, but you can visualize it, right? There's a taroves between the Elon and the Schach Kosher, but the Schach Kosher is rove. There's more Schach Kosher than the Schach Pasul of the Elon. B'shechovton. Now it's Me'urav. It's no longer Nicker. The Elon's no longer Nicker. It's not only Bifnei Atzmo, it's Me'urav with the Schach Kosher. So if it's Me'urav with the Schach Kosher, then we follow the rules of Bittul B'rov. If the Schach Kosher is the Rov, then it's Mevatel the Schach Pasel, and then the Sukkah is going to be Kosher. That's the Gemara. That if the Schach Pasel and Schach Kosher are Ome Bifnei Atzmam, the Schach Pasel is on top of the Schach Kosher, so Taka the Schach Pasel can Pasel the Schach Kosher, even if Chamaso Meruba Mitzilaso, even if it's not Siloso Meruba Mechamaso in the Schach Pasel. It's not so much, but so what that it's not so much? It's still there. It's taking away some of the, it's providing some of the shade. Doctor of Papa, no, b'shachavton. B'shachavton, that you lower the Schach Pasul. Now it's Me'ur of Yachad with the Schach Kosher. The Schach Kosher is Rov, then the Rov is Mevatel, the meal with the Schach Pasul, and then the Sukkah is going to be Kosher. Yes?
Does it actually have to be physically intertwined, or can it just be laid on top of it?
Laid on top in a way that now it's not Nikar. We're assuming that all the Schach looks similar. Tree branches that are cut, tree branches that are Mechuvah Lakarka, everything looks similar. I mean, if you had metal, metal poles like we had, there was a Mishnah that we had, metal poles with tree branches, I don't think that's a tarovis, right? The metal is nikerva, or maybe if neatzwa, even if they're on the same level, I'm not so sure that would be a tarovis. You can't say bittel barov, that the schach kosher is going to be mevatel the metal. I don't think that would work. Here we're talking about that you have tree branches. I mean, they used to make schach out of tree branches before the bamboo, before the mats, before everything, right? Not so long ago. Right, they used to make schach out of tree branches. So yeah, some tree branches are taka mechuba lakarka, some are not. So that you can hear can be a taros. What emerges from this gemara? Gemara Daf Teh seems to posit that if you don't have a taros, if the schach posel is nikar va'almi bifnei atzmo, then even if chamoso meruba mitzilaso, it'll posel, no matter what it is. Right? It doesn't matter what the schach posel is. The key is not how much you have. The key is that it's not me'urav with the schach kosher. That's the key. If it's separate, if it's nikar v'omei b'fnei atzmo, then it'll posel the schach kosher no matter what. So how do we learn our sugya? Our sugya says, you have schach l'malam e'esrim, v'hutz in yodin l'toch, esrim, tzilasa me'urav mechamosa, it's kosher. The Gemara should have asked this kasha. V'chi havi tzilasa merubah mechamasa. My havi? Hakom mitzarev schach posel v'hadi schach kosher. The schach lamala me'esim is schach posel, right? Poshe pshat, yes. Schach posel. Poshe pshat, yes. See, it's not so poshe, but poshe pshat, yes. If you would ask me, I mean, certainly if I would ask you a month ago, you would say, lamala me'esim, I'm not sure. I read the first Mishnah. Yeah, I guess it's posel. If you read a little bit more, you realize it's not so poshim. But the poshim pshat is avad it's chach posel. It's posel for the mitzvah. So if it's possible for the mitzvah, why shouldn't it be mitzvah with the schach kasher? It should possible. I don't care. I shouldn't care how much hutzin I have. The fact that I have schach possible lamala should be a problem. You'll tell me, but it's all ma'uruf, chavtan, it's all mixed in? No, because if you're talking about lamala me'esrim, lamata me'esrim, that's not ma'uruf, that's nikkur. You can see what's, you know, what's above Esrim and what's below Esrim. I know, we can't measure with our eyes. But it's nicker in the sense that if you took a measuring rod, you would see it. It's clear. It's clear as day what's above 20, what's below 20. That's not a tarovis. That's nicker v'omim b'fnei atzmo. So if the schach l'mala me'esrim is nicker v'omim b'fnei atzmo, how can it be kosher? What's hutzin yodin l'soch chof going to help me? I still have schach posel, and the yisod is whenever you have schach posel, it's nicker v'omim b'fnei atzmo. It can passel, it's mitzdarev, v'hadei schach kosher, and it passels. Because there's no choftan, there's no tarovis. If no tarovis, there's no bittel barov. So then the schach posel should be able to passel. That's the kash on the pasuk. Comes the Rosh and sets forth a fundamental yisod in the Gemara Daf Tes. It's not just the Rosh, it's really Tosfos on Daf Tes on the days as well. But Tosfos is a tough read, it's a harder read than the Rosh. So I decided to give you the Rosh to see on Daf Tes. What does the Rosh say? If you have a Gemara, open it up. Maybe we'll look on together. Simon, you dial it in the Rosh. Rosh is explaining that sugya. Kasha the Gemara, how come it's tayv schach posel bali schach kosher? Then the Gemara answers b'shachovta. What's it talking about? Umayri says the Rosh. Umayri she'en asuka tzilosa meruba mechamose. Elo machmas ilan haposel shemashlimon. We're talking about the Chai Gavna that the Schach Posel and the Schach Kosher, the Ilon, and the Schach that's not Mechubel HaKarka, together is Tzilosa Meruba Mechamosa. Together. And that's the Kasha Gemara. Hakom Mitztaref. What's that Lashon Mitztaref? Hakom Mitztaref Schach Posel v'hadei Schach Kosher. The Gemara doesn't ask Hakom Poselei Schach Posel. No, Hakom Mitztarev Schach Posel v'Hadei Schach Kosher. Tziloso Meruba Mechamosa, you only have Betziruf the Schach Posel with the Schach Kosher. So if you only have a Betziruf, so then the Schach Posel is part of the game. It's part of the game, so why shouldn't it Posel? That's only if you don't have Tziloso Meruba Mechamosa in the Sukkah Alein, the Sukkah itself. Eat Tziloso Meruba Mechamosa below Ilan. Lo Mitzlam Achmas Tziruf Schach Posel. Says the Rosh, if Tzilosa Meruba Mechamosa in the Schach Kosher Lamata, the Schach that's Tolish Min HaKarka, and I don't care what the Ilan is. It could be Tzilosa Meruba Mechamosa, Chamosa Meruba Mechamosa, I don't care what the Shin is. Once there's Tzilosa Meruba Mechamosa in Schach Kosher, I have Kosher's shade here. What's providing it? The Schach Posel on top that making the shade. Dalmi Hachi, get rid of it. To invoke a phrase from another Gemara, Klosh. Just snip it out. Right? Klosh. Erev it. Klosh. Just remove it. Just cut it away. I don't need it. I have my shade from the Schach Kosher. So once I have my shade from the Schach Kosher, I don't take into account the Schach Posel at all. Zok the Rosh, the Gemara wasn't going on such a case. Because in such a case, we wouldn't have even had the Kasha. Welcome, it's Tarif Schach Posel by the Schach Kosher. It's not really being Mitztarif. I have enough in the Schach Kosher by itself. I don't need the Schach Posel to make the Sukkah Kshir. Kevin the Chishaklis Leila Posel, Akati Tzilosa Meruba. There's no reason to Posel, even if I have Schach Posel, says the Rosh. Tzilosa Meruba Mechamos and the Schach Kosher doesn't matter. Right? This is an Ayazach. We never heard of this before we saw the Rosh. Right? If someone asked you, could you sit in the Sukkah with a tree hanging over, you would say, ah, chas v'shalom, that doesn't make any sense. Mishnayis and Sukkah. I learned those Mishnayis. He says, you're so sure? The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says, if silosa meruba mechamosa in your schach, which I think we normally have, right? Put down your bamboos, you put down your mats. I mean, normally you're going to have the right, we have much, much more than that. We have kemat kulot silosa, right? Even if you have your tree overhanging, it doesn't matter. Dal mehocha the tree, who cares? The whole psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilan, that's only if you don't have the shear of the Schach Kosher below, according to the Rosh. Incredible Chiddush. He says the chayim mashma loshon siruf. That's what siruf means. It's not my fault. It's the Gemara. Siruf lahashlim hashir. Kamo shnei sdinim mitzdarfin. The Gemara talks about schach posel, but it's not enough schach. We know that there's a minimum shir. Schach posel is posels ba'arba tfachim. It needs four tfachim to posel in the middle of a sukkah to split the sukkah in two. So the Gemara has a discussion. Let's say you have shnei sdinim and each one is less than four tfachim, but together they can be mitzdarf. Mitzdarf means two things are combining together, says the Rosh. So that's my yisod. And what's my raya, says the Rosh? The Gemara Daf Dalet. You think we're learning Daf Tes? No, no, no. We're really learning Daf Dalet here, he says. Hachi amin en le'el, ha'i segvah me'esim u'tin yodan l'toch esim, em silasim ru'm mecham osak sheira. That's my raya. What's his raya? Gemara says, yav schach l'mala me'esim en hutsin ha'yodan l'toch esim, em silasim ru'm mecham osak, then it's sheira. What's his kasha? Kasha is, you still have schach l'mala me'esim, that's schach posel. And mistoma, the schach l'mala is taka even silosa meruba mechamosa. It's a regular sukkah. You have your full sukkah. Mistoma, you have a full shia schach l'mala. You have schach posel, the full shia schach l'mala. So what's the hoots and yard and besochav gonna solve the problem? It's our kasha. How come it's tariff, schach posel, bad is schach kosher? Says the Rosh, no, no. If it's also meruba mechamosa in the schach kosher, you're not being it's tariff, the schach posel, the schach kosher. Because I don't need the schach posel anymore. I just ignore it. It's also meruba mechamosa in the schach kosher, sukkah's ksher. It doesn't matter what the schach posel is. It's also meruba mechamosa. It doesn't matter. Once they have the right shear and the schach kosher, everything's great. The whole sugya on the Daf Tes wasn't talking about tzilosa meruba mechamos and schach kosher. Because if you have tzilosa meruba mechamos and schach kosher, then it doesn't matter what the schach posel is. V'horaya daf dalet. That's the answer to the kasha, according to the Rosh. Yes.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. That's the Rosh's teretz in the kasha. Bemis, it's not just the Rosh, as I said, it's Toisvis too. It's not just Toisvis. It's Rashi. Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Rashi says the Zel Bezach. But until you see the Rosh and he fleshes it out, you read the Rashi and you like gloss over it. You don't really notice it. But now let's turn back to Daf Tes Amud Beis and see. Keep your hand on the Rosh because we're going to have to go back. But turn back with your other hand. Turn back to Daf Tes. Let's take a look at the Rosh. How come it starves schach posel? First he says mechuber schach posel. It's not dumi the psal is gor in the yekev. At the end of the Rashi, two lines from the end. Tolush beina umahani tzel ha'in ha'ilan letzel haschach lehashlim tzilosa shel sukkah. How come it starves schach posel? The ilan that's mechuber lekarka is schach posel. So how can it be kosher? Rava says chamasam ruba mitzilasa in the ilan it's kosher. So what the chamasam ruba mitzilasa? It's mashlim. It's mitzarev to be mashlim the tzel of the sukkah. How's it mitzarev to be mashlim the tzel of the sukkah? I have tzel of the sukkah even without the schach pasul. Don't I have tzilasa meruba mechamasa in the schach kosher? And then I have mechubal karka too. What does that mean? Mashlim hakam. Mitzdarik, Mahani Tzel Ha'ilan, Letzel Hasach, Lahashlim Silasa Shosach. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi's learning like the Rosh. He's learning that there's a Tzirah over here. That's the Gemara's Kash. That you really have Chamosa, Meruba, Mitzilasa both in the Schach Pasol and in the Schach Kasha. But together, if we join them together, you'll have Tzilasa, Meruba, Mechamosa. So that's the Gemara's Kash. Why does it matter that you only have Chamosa, Meruba, Mitzilasa in the Ilan? But it's mitzdarif with the schach posel to create the tzel of the sukkah, so it should posel. As a davar b'fnei atzmo, it's not a davar choshev, it doesn't have a shear of a schach, but I still need it for the tzel of the sukkah, because without it, the schach kosher doesn't have the shear. He's learning like the Rosh. But let's say I had siloso meruba mechamos in the schach kosher. Would I care about the schach posel according to Rashi? I don't think so. I think Rashi's learning like the Rosh, that if tzilasa meruba mechamos in the schach kosher, the sukkah is kosher. It doesn't matter what the schach posel is. Raya from Daf Dalet, that if the hutzim ayordim lesochav, if tzilasa meruba mechamos, So because Ksheira, it doesn't matter what the Schach Pasol is. It could even be Tzilasam, Merubah, Mechamasa, and the Schach Pasol. If I have Tzilasam, Merubah, Mechamasa, and the Schach Kasha, then the Sukkah is Ksheira, and it doesn't matter what the Schach Pasol provides. This is one approach to the Sukkah. Questions?
So according to the Rosh, there's no difference. By Tzilasam, Mechamasa, there's no difference whether it's Mitzdarif or Shechamasa.
Just one second. Silasa Maruba Mechamas and Schach Kosher or Schach Pasal?
With Kosher. Sukkah.
If I have Silasa Maruba Mechamas in Schach Kosher, then the Schach Pasal is not going to be a problem. Really? The Kasha of the Gemara is that if I have Chamasa Maruba Mitzilasa both in the Schach Kosher and the Schach Pasal by themselves, but together I'm going to have Silasa Maruba Mechamas, so then the Schach Pasal is Mitzdarif and the Schach Kosher to create the Tzeil. So that Pasal is the Sukkah. Comes the Rush, yes.
And just to reiterate, so the Rush would say that Afilu Asa B'toch Habayis is...
Afilu?
Asa B'toch Habayis is okay. Even if I have a good sukkah, I put it in my house, it's okay? According to what we're saying?
Soch Habayis might be a little bit different. Why? Sorry?
Assuming it has to be made out of wood, maybe.
Well, for sure it has to be made out of wood.
Okay.
Right? Assuming that everything is right and it's just besoch habayis. You see, the problem with the bayis, we'll see in the Gemara later on, is that a bayis is made for dira kol hashana. So any makom that's made for dira kol hashana, that's possible for sukkahs. A sukkah has to be a temporary dwelling. We talked about, is it has to be made arai or can it be made keva? But no matter how it's made, strong, weak, whatever, but it's a temporary dwelling. If you make it lodibo kol hashana, that's hasnish sukkah. That's not called a sukkah.
So then how does the Rosh understand the comparison between
only regarding the shear that you have? Is it Tzilasa Merubah or is it Chamsa Merubah? But bias could be different. I know that just doesn't, like, it rubs us the wrong way. No? Okay.
We say that the tree can be part of the shade of the sukkah?
Can be part of the shade
more
of the sukkah?
As long as you have more shade.
Yes.
Right.
Well, that's because the kosher shade is mevatel the posel shade.
Right. So does that mean that has to be can it be clearly recognizable?
Not recognizable.
You can't be able
Tarodis.
You can't be able to tell. You shouldn't be able to tell which is the kosher stuff and which is not.
Correct.
And if you could,
unless you look very, very, very carefully. I mean, obviously, if you look at the ilan, you'll see it's attached to the ground. So, I mean, I can't deny that. But in the makom of the schach, you look at the schach, and it all looks like it's ma'uriv. It's one gush echad.
But if you could tell that even if there was more shade than sun, it still would not be good.
If you could tell that there's more shade than sun,
you can tell there's a difference between which trees are branch trees and which tree are branches from the trees and which are kosher stuff.
We said if you have let's say metal poles and branches, I don't think that would be a tarovis because the metal poles are omdim bifnei atzmam. They stand apart and they're not ma'urav with the branches. I don't think that would work. So if somehow you could tell which tree, I guess if some are red and the others are green, I don't know. If it's nicker v'amim b'fnei atzmo, then it's not a tarovis. It's not a tarovis, then it's not going to be bont. Okay, this is one approach to the Sugana Dam. But the Rosh quotes the Rav Yoh b'shem the Riva, who learns differently. Let's continue in the Rosh. If you have the Rosh, let's think about it. Aval Rabbeinu Avi Ha'ezri Kosev B'Shem Riva Im Lo Chavtan Afilo Chamasa Shel Ha'ilan Meruba Mitzel Ha'ilan V'Yasuka Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa P'sul. The Rav Yoh says B'Shem the Riva that if Lo Chavtan it's Nikar V'Almi B'Fnei Atzma, even if Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa Mitzel Ha'ilan, very insignificant, right? And the Sukkah Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, very significant, right? I have a ton of, I have more than enough shear of schach kasher, very little schach pasul. Zok the Riva, the sukkah is still psula. For that case, I would say mitzdarif schach pasul, but hadis schach kasher and it's pasul. Why? But I have to lasa meruv mechamos in the schach kasher. Sharei hatzel hu min ha'ilon velo min ha'sukkah. Where's the shade coming from? I know if I got rid of the Elon, I'd still have shade from the Schach Kasher, but I'm not getting rid of the Elon. The Elon's here. So what's really shading the Mokom, the Karka HaSukkah? What's shading the Karka HaSukkah, B'Mokom, the Elon, is the Elon. Because whatever Schach Kasher is below that, it ain't doing anything. Because it's the Elon that's providing the shade. So even if it's not a shear, right? As long as it's silasa meruba mechamos and the schach kosher, but if I take away the part of the schach kosher that's being shaded by the schach pasul, then it'll be chamosa meruba mitzilasa and the schach kosher. So then it should be pasul, even if it's right now silasa meruba mechamosa and the schach kosher. Because what's really doing the shading is the ilan, not the sukkah. Shemnita schach sukkah akati ika. Mitzel ha'ilan, I still have tzel ha'ilan, even though the schach ha'sukkah is taken away. So the tzel ha'ilan, the ilan is providing the tzel. So the ilan is providing the tzel. So even if tzilasa meruba mechamosa in the schach kosher lamata, that's not enough. Mitztar, if schach kosher v'hadi schach pasul. What is it mitztar? But I don't need the schach pasul. Mitztar, if because I discount the schach kosher that's lamata from the schach pasul, because it's under the schach pasul. So the schach kosher that's under the schach pasul is discounted. I only look at the schach pasul. So if I discount all the schach kosher that's under the schach pasul, I don't have silos or merubah mechamos in the schach kosher anymore. So the sukkah is going to be pasul. That's the ravioli sheet. That's the riva. So when is it going to be kosher? Is there any case where I have schach pasul and it'll be kosher? He says, yeah, there is, but it's a little complicated. If the Elon is very carefully placed, I mean, you're not going to place the tree, but if it happens to be like that, that the Anfei Ha'ilon are between the Schach Kosher, right? Between the Schach Kosher. Okay, in this case, since we're not talking about a tarobas, it doesn't matter whether it's Anfei Ilan or it's metal. So let's assume it's metal. Right? If the metal is between the schach kosher, so then the schach kosher, this is kosher, and this is, let's say, pasul, let's say it's mateches, right? It's no tarobas, but then I don't care about the pasul, because what's really providing the shape? If I have enough shear in the schach kosher, what's really providing the shade over there is the schach kosher, because the schach pasul is between pieces of the schach kosher. If the schach pasul is above the schach kosher, so then the schach pasul takes away the koach of the schach kosher to be made so, because really the schach pasul is what's creating the tzeil. But if somehow you can engineer it that the schach pasul is between the schach, it's in the avir between the schach kosher, ubitzilasa meruba mechamasa ain't sel ha'ilon. That means that the schach kosher silasa meruba mechamasa ain't sel ha'ilon posel. Hoel ve'einon mechuvanim. It's not mechuvan. It's not perfectly arranged one on top of the other. So first of all, hoel ve'einon mechuvanim, not perfectly arranged. V'yesh bekosher kashir, and you have silasa meruba mechamasa and the schach kosher. Imnital ha'pasul ve'ha'pasul chamasa meruba adkan. Three requirements, right? There ain't on mechuvanin. The pasul is only chamasa meruba mitzilasas. It's not so strong by itself. Sounds like if it'll be tzilasa meruba mechamasa, that's how pasul will be pasul anyway. But if it's ain't on mechuvanin and the pasul is chamasa meruba mitzilasa and the kosher is tzilasa meruba mechamasa, in that case, the Rav Yos is willing to admit that the sukkah is going to be kosher. It's a very rare case. But stop, most cases, it's not like that. If the schach pasul is on top of the schach kosher, even if silasa meruba mechamasa and the schach kosher, says the Rav Yeh, it's still going to be a problem. It's still going to be a problem because the schach pasul is mitzdarif b'hadei schach kosher. What does it mean mitzdarif? We don't need it. Why? It's not mitzdarif. I have silasa meruba mechamasa and the schach kosher. No, it's mitzdarif because it takes the place. It's on top of the schach kosher. It's on top of the schach kosher. Then we discount the schach kosher on the bottom because the schach pasul is what's really creating tzeil over here. So even if tzilasa meruba mechamasa and schach kosher, it still should be a problem, Zat Rav Yeh, against the Rosh. So according to the Rav Yeh, what question comes back? What question comes back? Separate question. Separate question? What question comes back?
Kasha from the Gemara.
Kasha from Dav Dalet. If you'll tell me tzilasa meruba mechamasa doesn't help you, tzilasa meruba mechamasa and schach kosher doesn't help you, as long as you have schach pasul on top, directly on top of the schach kosher, it's going to be a problem. So on Daf Dalet, the Schach Pasul is directly on top. It's Mechuvan. It's directly on top. I got Schach Lamala Me'asim, Schach Lamat Me'asim. It's all one unit. It's not one unit, it's nicker. You know what's on top, what's on bottom, but what's one on top of the other? So what's Silasa, Maruba, Mechamas, and the Hoots, and Shiyad, and Tocha Esrim going to help you, according to the Rav Yah? I thought you said that if the Schach Pasel is right on top of the Schach Kosher, even if Silasa, Maruba, Mechamas, and the Schach Kosher, Lamata, it's still a problem. Comes the Rosh and says his Meridiki is so, that we've seen before. Yahid the Hutsin, two words, right? Hahid the Hutsin, what was he talking about? That kasha from Hutsin that I mentioned before, that was my raya. Right? The raya from Hutsin that if Tzilasa, Merupa, Mechamos, and the Sahar Kosher, everything's great. According to Rav Yo, it's gor shver. Hahid the Hutsin, lo mikri schach posel, the gova gorim, kmosha piresh rabbe notan. Hutsin's not a problem. Why is Hutsin not a problem? Lamala me'esim is a different type of psul. It's not a psul be'etzim. Not a psul be'etzim. Remember, we had this before. Me'iri, right? We said if you have a sukkah lamala me'esrim, so what can you do to solve the problem? Well, at the time, we even mentioned the Gemara, right? You put something in the karak of the sukkah, b'mayit the halal, so then everything is great. So we asked, ay, tasev alomina asoy. You put down the schach, b'paslos. And now you raise the karka of the sukkah, so now you don't have a halal of esrim. But so what? You didn't put down the schach bekashrus. So how does it work? Hadaka some rishonim seems to say that you have to shake the schach. The Iri says, that's no problem. Tasa b'lomen asa is only a problem if the schach was posel be'etzim mitchila. It's posel be'etzim, like it was mechub l'karka. Mechub l'karka. And if that you come to be kotzit son. So the Gemara Yud Aleph Amin Aleph says, you need ninua also, you got to shake it. Because that was posel be'etzim. L'mala me'etzim, z'ot me'iri, it's not posel be'etzim. It's not a psul be'etzim. The same schach, if you put it below 20, would be perfectly fine. Right? Tasev v'lo mena'asi is only a problem if it's a psul be'etzim. There are some psul that sound like a psul be'etzim. Metal. Metal is a psul be'etzim. It's not gedul karka. There's no way to change that. It's a part of the essence of the metal. Mechuber is posel. There's no way to make mechuber kosher. The way to make mechuber kosher is to make it ois mechuber. If it's kolish, then it's not mechuber. But you can't make mechuber kosher. Mechuber is possible. It's a psul be'etzim. L'mala me'esrim, that's not a psul be'etzim. This schach, it's a locational thing. You change the location just a little bit, and the schach becomes kosher. You didn't change the chefze. It's not a psul nechefze. Tasev alom ha'asi is not a problem. It's not a psul nechefze. Similarly, zok de rosh. By Hutsin, if you have Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, then the Schach Lamala is not going to be a problem. Why is it not going to be a problem? According to the Rav Yah, I thought you told me that even if Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa and the Schach Kosher, the Schach Posel is not going to be a problem. No, that's only if the Schach Posel is a Psul Be'etzem. But if it's not a Psul Be'etzem, then it doesn't matter. As long as I have Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa and the Schach Kosher, then the Schach is going to be kosher. Okay, these are the two Shittas in the Rishonim based on the Gemara and Daf Tes. These are the two approaches that they have for the Gemara on Daf Dalet. Elliot. Yeah.
You're basically saying that the way to look at it is that if you take away the kosher one, so since the kosher one is still there, and you give them the sale, so that makes the kosher, we don't care about the kosher one anymore.
Because we discount whatever is below the schach plus. Because what's really providing the sale is what's closest to the sun. No, the Gemara in Daf Dalet is talking about if you take away the Ashtaros Kanaim, you take away the mountains, then the Schach is kosher, right? But that's because we can take away something that's external to the Sukkah. Schach Pasul is not external to the Sukkah, it's Schach. The mountains are completely external to the Sukkah. I have the Funos, I have Schach, so I can discount whatever's on the outside of the Sukkah. But this is in the Sukkah, so what are you saying? To discount the Schach? Sorry?
Isn't this just a tree that's above the Sukkah?
Yeah, but it's providing shade. So whatever is providing shade, the mountains are not part of the sukkah. The mountains are providing shade, but they're completely external to the sukkah. You can't call this external to the sukkah. It's over the dofen. Anything that's over the dofen, by definition, is schach. By definition.
That's
Mountains are not walls. If that's the case, there's no end to it, right? If I have a sukkah over here, so the wall of the building is a wall, and the wall of that building, and the wall, you know, I don't know, in Boston is also a wall. I mean, there's no end to it. Whatever is over the funnels of the sukkah, that's the fun. The schach. I think that's the difference, yes.
Right, if the tree moved over and it was on the side, then we'd also say, can we remove the tree?
Of course.
That face?
Of course, but it's over the sukkah. So once it's over the sukkah, that has the same schach. The question is it schach pasul, schach kosher, but it has the same shame schach if it's over the sukkah?
Even though on Bates it's providing sale, it's not directly above the sukkah, it's still providing sale.
Right. It's providing sale, but the reason. Right, but the reason why we can say dal mehachi is because it's external to the sukkah. It's providing tzel, so we say I don't look at the mountains, because if you got rid of the mountains, I still have a sukkah over here. I have my whole sukkah is still here. I have some external source that's providing tzel, so I don't have to take that into account. But something that's in the sukkah, something that's related to my sukkah, I can't discount that if that's what's providing the shade. The schach basel is what's on top, so ultimately that's what's providing the shade. Whatever I put on the bottom, that's not really providing the shade. What's directly blocking the sun is providing the shade. And the schach posel is higher than the schach posel, than the schach kosher. That's what's providing the shade. So that would be the problem. Yes?
We're saying that the Rush says on the bottom of the stream is, like the Meiri earlier that we saw, that it's not a psul v'etzem schach. But didn't we say before, like we were learning that Rashi disagrees with that Meiri? That Rashi said it's like psul mamish, and then how do we say that the Rush and Rashi here are saying the same thing? If Rashi...
The Rush is invoking Rabbeinu Tam to answer which Shita? The Rav Yah. The Rush himself is going to learn like Rashi, okay. So he doesn't need the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, this is the first step in the sugya. So now we have to take it another level, to the next level. And this is Tosfos on our daf. Tosfos invokes the Gemara and Erevin on daf Gimel, which once again is a little complicated, but once you get through the sugya, there are fundamental yesodas that come out of that gemara, very important yesodas. So let's go through this gemara. I'm not going to read the whole thing because we don't have gemaras together, but I'll summarize what's going on. So the gemara in Erevin on that gimel talks about a case which seems to be our gemara, daf dalet. It's not extraneous at all, it's mamish our case. Miktsas kora besoch esim, miktsas kora lamala me esim. Okay, we're talking about kora. A mavui requires a heter of a lechi or a kora if you want to be metaltel in the mavui. We talked a little bit about this a few weeks ago. So the real reason why this is here is because of the kora, right? If the mavui is taller than 20 amas, so then the kora is psula because it needs a hekes. You have to lower the kora to less than 20 amas. So that brings up the discussion. Let's say part of the korah is above 20 and part of the korah is below 20. Right? Is that going to work or is it not going to work? But similarly, the Gemara says, same thing with schach. Schach besoche, miktsa schach besoche esu, miktsa schach lamala me'esu. Right? So what's the din? If you have miktsa schach lamala, miktsa schach lamata, miktsa schach lamala me'esu, miktsa schach lamata me'esu, what's the din? So the Gemara quotes Rabba. Actually, two different lashonas in Rabba. The first Lashon of Rabbah is B'mavui kasher B'sukkah pasul. Second Lashon of Rabbah is the opposite, that B'sukkah kasher B'mavui pasul. So basically, forgetting Mavui, let's leave out Korah. Two Lashonis in Rabbah as to whether Miktsa Schach B'soch Esim or Miktsa Schach L'malem Esim is the Sukkah pasul or kasher. Now that's mamash what we're talking about in our Gemara, right? Schach L'malem Esim and Hutzin Hayardin L'soch Esim. And the Gemara says it's kosher. Tzilasam Ruba Mechamas, it's kosher. So the Gemara in Erevin is pretty important to us, because it's talking about the same case, mamish. Mamish. So there are two lashonas within Rabbah whether the sukkah is going to be pasul or kosher. What's it based on? Because there are different reasons in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Lishna Kama says that either Rabbah says that the sukkah is pasul, sukkah de liyochid. Sukkah is for a yochid, it's not for a rabbin. Sukkah is for a yochid, so we're afraid that he might forget. He might not notice. Okay, let's just back up a second. Before we give the reasons, the Gemara has a kasha. Gemara says, why should it be posel by sukkah? Why should it be posel by sukkah? and kosher by mavet. Kosher by mavet, pasuk by sukkah. Why? So he says, I'll tell you, it's kosher by mavet because klosh, klosh. You ever hear of klosh? Klosh. That means cut it off. Basically means chatoch. Like cut off the top. If mixus kor is besoch esrim and mixus is lamatam, you have your korah, right? So the esrim line is smack in the middle. So half the korah, part of the korah is on top, part of the korah is on the bottom. So why should it be kosher by mavai? Because we say klosh. Just take off the top of the korah, and then you have your korah, lamatam esrim. So if that's the case, why don't I say klosh by sukkah too? Take off the top of the schach, and all your schach is lamata me'esim, so everything is kosher. Yes?
The whole point of being under 20 hours, isn't it different? Meaning, why do you have to cut it off? You see the bottom of it, which is below 20 hours. The whole point is that you notice it, so you notice the bottom half is below 20 hours. Why is it even a problem? It's a whole bunch of derivatives.
That's a good question. The answer probably is that we're assuming that if you don't say klosh, since part of the Korah is Lamala Me'esrim, somehow we treat it as though the whole Korah is Lamala Me'esrim. But the bottom of the Korah is Nimshach, it's Nigra after the top. If you have Miktsas HaKorah Bipsul, it passes the whole thing.
Why can't you say that the top half comes in after the bottom?
Like, because a Psul is a Pagam. A Korah that's kosher is kosher, it's okay. But once you have a Psul that's been Chal in the Korah, it passes the Korah. So that psul spreads. You know, it's like an infection, right? If a person has an infection, you say, well, why didn't I say he's half healthy? He shouldn't get sick. No, because if you have an infection, you get sick and it infects the whole body. It's the same idea. It's not the same idea, but similar concept, right? A psul is chal b'kulo. So you would have thought without the din of klosh, the chelik of the korah that's lamala me'esrim should pass the whole korah. So that's what the Gemara is saying. By mavi it's kosher because we say klosh. So yes, the Gemara. But by sukkah also say klosh. What's the difference? Mavi sukkah, it's all the same, right? It's the same basic idea. So say klosh. So the Gemara, no. It's a gzera derabbanan. Min haTorah taka we do say klosh according to the lishna kama, even according to the lishna kama. Min haTorah we say klosh even by sukkah. Just lap off the top schach. We take only the schach that's lamata me'esim, and it should be kosher. Midrabbanan, according to the Lishna Kama of Rabba, Chazal were gozer. Why were they gozer? They were gozer because sukkah is liyochid, and we're afraid that the yochid is not going to remember. He's not going to realize that there's a problem. Maybe the schach lamata me'esim is going to fall away. He'll only have schach lamala me'esim. Zimnin de mishtakel miktsas ovi yaschach anichnas latochov, says Rashi. Maybe the bottom schach is going to fall away, and he's not, you know, he's one individual, and he's not going to realize. If you're talking about a rabbin, you have 100 people walking by, so one guy is going to say, hey, did you notice that? And then they'll tell their friends. So the first shot is that it's a gzered rabbana because sukkah is for a yochid. And the second shot is that it's a gzered rabbana because sukkah is a mochamedin, it's a daraisedin. So we're gozer by sukkah, but not by mavi. Mavi is a rabbana to begin with, so we're not afraid that there's going to be a problem over here. So according to the Lishna Kam of Rabba, midrabbanan, if you have miktsa schach lamata me'esrim, it's possible. Even though min haTorah we should say klosh, midrabbanan we make a gzeira because we're afraid of something. We're afraid since sukkah is daraisa. We're afraid since it's given to a yochid. We're afraid that the bottom schach is going to fall away, and then you'll only have schach lamala me'esrim, and that would be a problem. Okay, that's the lishna kam of Rava. We have a lishna baster of Rava. It's the exact opposite. That sukkah is more kam. Sukkah bein min haTorah bein midrabbanan. Miktsa schach lamala me'esim, miktsa schach lamata me'esim, is kosher lagami. Rabba's statement that there's a psul, if miktsa lamala me'chav, lamata me'chav, that wasn't said by sukkah, it was said by mavi. Mavi's worse. Why is mavi worse? So either, zog the Gemara, either because since mavi is given over for the rabbim, that's worse, because there's a principle called kedera de be'shutfi lo chamini v'lo kariri. If you have a pack that's owned by a group of people, it's not going to be hot, it's not going to be cold, meaning the job's not going to get done. You know that, right? Right? If you have a whole group of people who have to take care of something, it'll never get taken care of. But if you have one gabbai, that gabbai knows it's dependent on him, he's going to take care of the job. So if it's given to a sukkah, is the yochid's responsibility. So he knows it's his responsibility. He's going to constantly be looking at the schach, make sure that he has schach kosher. But mavli is given to the rabbim, they just walk in, they figure, yeah, doesn't that look funny? Nah, someone else will take care of it. I'm sure it's okay. So someone else must have taken it. So faked is the exact opposite. It's not that we're afraid that the yochid is going to forget and he's not going to take care and something and the schach lemalam mechof is going to fall away. No, faked, he's more careful. More careful by sukkah. Because he's only a yochid. Or, yes, it's true that sukkah is a deraisa, but because it's a deraisa, we don't need a chizuk for the deraisa. For a derabanan, is a more lenient halacha, so we're afraid people aren't going to take it seriously. So that's why there's more of a gzera derabanan. But by sukkah, there is no gzera derabanan. Two lishonos within rabba, whether midderabanan, miktsa schach lamala me'esrim, umiktsa schach lamata me'esrim, is it kosher or is it possible? These are the two lishonos in the Gemara. Okay. So comes Tosfos here on Avdalit, and he asks the following question. Hagemar says that if the hutzim are tzilasim ruv mechamasa, it's good. Bim tomar kshetzilasim ruv mechamasa, amar ksherim. Hoi kalshis hoyu ahutzim oflin. Kedashchem beiriv. If you were kalshis, if you lapped off the top, the hutzim lamata me'esim wouldn't be able to stand. And we see in Erevin that's a problem. Gabi mikzah schach besochah for mikzah schach lamala. The paslin and asuka, we passel the sukkah. Why do we passel the sukkah? The chikalshus lo havala chamsa meruba mitzilasa. The Gemara in Erevin says this. Gemara in Erevin says, what's the problem with lamala mechav, lamat mechav? That's because if you say klosh, if you're kalshus, if you take away the top, if you cut off the top, then you'll only have chamsa meruba mitzilasa in the schach lamata, and that's going to be a problem. So here too, ikalshus, it'll only be chamsa meruba mitzilasa, that's going to be a problem. So what's our Gemara talking about? Tzilasa meruba mechamasa in the hutzim lamata mechav, then everything is great. Why is everything great? If you take away the top, you take away the schach posel. We're not considering the schach posel anyway. It doesn't work for the din. So we can't be mitzdarif to the schach kosher for the kashrus of the sukkah. So then you got to take it away. But if you take it away, then the schach lamata mechav is going to fall. It's being held by the schach on top, right? The schach on the bottom is being held by the schach on top. So if you kalshus, even if it's not being held, but it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. That's what the Gemara in Erevin says. Chamsa meruba mitzilasa. So here too, how does it work if it's tzilasa meruba mechamsa? But if he kalshes, if you take away the top, then it'll be chamsa meruba mitzilasa in the bottom. What does that mean? It'll be chamsa meruba mitzilasa. Don't you have enough schach below chav that it's tzilasa meruba mechamsa? What does that mean that it'll be chamsa meruba mitzilasa if you take away the top? Stam, I have. It's just a stick, top, bottom. What's he saying? There's Tosfos. It's like a parenthetical question, part of the question, but it's a very icky part of the question. The Alkorchin says Tosfos Perusho. What does he kalshes havalei chamsa meruba mitzilasa in Erevin? Alkorchin Perusho lefishalo yochol is kaya maschach besoch esrim. The machmas klishuso yovo haruach viyefazem o yipol. Because if you take away the top, what's going to happen? It's not that you're not going to have tzilasa meruba mechamasa left. But the problem is, now that you don't have the top schach, the bottom schach below esrim is much weaker. So if a wind comes, right, it'll blow it away, then you won't have tzilasa meruba mechamasa anymore. It's not that the schach itself isn't tzilasa meruba mechamasa. Even where the Gemara in Erevin says that ikalshus, if you take away the top, you'll only have chamasa meruba mitzilasa in the bottom. It doesn't really mean that right now you'll have chamasa meruba mitzilasa, but once ikalshus to the top, then the wind will blow it or it'll fall down. It's not being held together well enough. That's what the Gemara is saying. The ein lefaresh afilu hayemiskayim kach. Havalei chamosa meruba. Shabazelo hayo machshirin inach amoroi the hasan. The other amoroi wouldn't have been machshir such a case. Kevin the ain silasa meruba ella al yedei schach shel mala mechaf avle schach posel with star about schach kosher. What is he talking about? So we have two lashonas in the Gemara in Erevin, right? The first lashon of Rabbi, the second lashon of Rabbi. There's also a third shita that's Rava. We'll get to it later. But Tosis is entertaining two possibilities in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says that if kalshis, if you lop off the top of the schach, right? So then you have chamsa meruba mitzilas and the schach lamata mechaf. Right? So that's why it shouldn't be good. Mitzah schach lamala mechav, mitzah schach lamata mechav, ikalshus, the part that's lamala mechav, you'll have chamsa meruba mitzilas in the part lamata mechav. So it says Tosus, what does that mean? There are two possibilities. Either it means that if I lap off the top, then right now, the schach lamata mechav is chamsa meruba mitzilas. I don't have rov tzel. The other way to look at it is, no, I have rov tzel now, but once I lap off the top, then a wind can come and blow the schach, because it's now much more flimsy, you can blow the schach, and it'll blow part of the schach away, and then I'll have chamsa meruba mitzilas. These are the two options. So it says Tosfos, obviously, must be the second option. It must not be that we're talking about a situation where if you take away the schach on top of chav, you'll have chamsa meruba mitzilas and a schach on the bottom. That you're just not going to have enough for rov shei. That can't be. You know why? Because if you recall, there's more than one Lashon and Rabbah. The first Lashon and Rabbah holds that midrabanan we passel sukkah. Because if you kalshis lamala, then you have chamsa meruba mitzilas lamata. Passel by sukkah. Second Lashon is that we passel by mavi, but sukkah is ksheira. So it's ksheira, right? Now, within the first Lashon, is the psul by sukkah psul daraisa or psul drabanan? It's a psul drabbana that we're afraid the guy is not going to notice something. Minat Torah, even within the Lishna Kama of Rabbah, it's kosher. Now, according to the Lishna Basra of Rabbah, even midrabbanan it's kosher. The problem is by Mavi, not by Sukkah. So just 1 second. On a Daraisa level, everyone says there's no problem over here. Even on a drabbana level, the second Lashon of Rabbah says there's also no problem. So if you learn, says Tosis, that ikalishus lehava chamsa meruba mitzilasa means right now you're not going to have rov tzel in the schach lamata mechav, who has the havamina to say minat Torah it should be kosher like that? And who has the havamina in the lishnak basra to say even midrabanan it's kosher? It's kosher lagamri. The chamsa meruba mitzilasa lamata mechav, it's kosher lagamri? That makes no sense. Must be, says Tosfos, that really the schach lamata mechav is silasa meruba mechamasa. The only problem is that if you lop off the top, the part that's above chav, the bottom part's going to be too flimsy and then the wind will be able to blow it. That's why it's only a psul drabon. You really have silasa meruba mechamasa, and that Torah it's good. The question is, do you make a gzeira midrabon that we're afraid that the wind's going to come and blow it and the guy's not going to notice and he'll be sitting in a sukkah psula? That's only a psul drabbanan. That's what compelled Tosis to learn the chamsa meruba mitzilas in the Gemara in Erevin. Doesn't mean that right now it's chamsa meruba. It means that even though it's silasa meruba mechamsa now, but if you lop off the top, then you're not going to have enough left to keep it standing if the wind blows. So says Tosis, if that's the case, so maishna Erevin from here. Well, how do we learn our sugya? What's going on here? Gemara says that if I have hutz in yodel nesochav and it's silasa meruba mechamasa, it's kosher. Mistama here too, ikalshis, klosh, but you cut off the top. So then whatever is below chav, even if silasa meruba mechamasa, it's not going to be strong enough to withstand the wind. Mistama, if you have a whole glob of schach there, so what's keeping the schach lamata me'esrim standing is what's lamala me'esrim. Stam, it's the same as Erevin. Erevin, you have tzilosim ruv mechamos in the schach lamata mechav, but if you lop off the top, lamala mechav, then the part lamata mechav is going to be too weak to withstand the wind. And we see from the Gemara in Erevin that that's possible if the lishna kama. It's psul derabbanan, but it's still possible. So how do we assume it's kosher lagamri over here? Midrabbanan, it should still be possible. That's Tosis Kasha. Kasha is on the Lishna Kama of Rabbah. that mitzaschach lemata me'esim, mitzaschach lemala me'esim, we say midrabbanan it's possible. Because he kalshes lei havelei chamsam ruba mitzilah. So if you lop off the top, you'll only have schach that will be too weak to withstand the wind, and as a result of the wind, it'll turn into chamsam ruba mitzilasa. And we'll go there that maybe the wind will come and blow away the schach, and the person won't realize that there's no longer enough schach lamata mechaf. So why don't we have such a gzeir and agimah? That's those. So says Tosfos, obviously the cases must be a little different. It must be different. Because if not, then Taka a Gival, the Kakash. It says Tosfos, V'yeshlomer, D'hocha yeshlonu l'hachshe yoser, sheyesh rov hutzin, ru'uyin hein l'eskayim bekal. Kach. Im hoya sham dover hasomechas. It says we must be talking about a case where there is more hutzin here, of greater concentration of hutzin. The Gemara Ervin is assuming that most of yeschach is l'malam, I assume you have a little bit l'mata. It might be tzilasa meruba mechamasa lamata, but if you got rid of the top, the supports are gone. So then, if the wind comes and blows, it'll be chamsa meruba mitzilasa in the schach lamata meyes. But here we're talking about that you have a row of hoots. Yeah, you have a lot of hoots. Many more hootsim lamata mechaf. Many more hoots. Yesh rov hootsim. That doesn't mean a majority. It means a lot, right? A lot of hootsim. It's a lot of hutzin, and even if you get rid of the top, no problem. The hutzim lamata mechaf will still be strong enough. They'll hold themselves together. If you have a dover hasomechas, you have something to support them a little bit, they'll be able, the walls of the sukkah, whatever, they'll be able to stand. That's why the Gemara here says it's kosher legamri. In Erevin, is still a psul derabanan. Because there's not enough hutzim. So there's not enough hutzim. If you lop off the top, you're finished. Lop off the top, then we're afraid that the wind will come and blow the hutzim away. You won't have tzilasa meruba mechamos anymore in the schach lamata me'esrim. And the guy won't notice. But here you have enough hutzim that we're not afraid of such a possibility. You have enough hutzim, they'll be able to hold each other together. They'll hold each other together. With the Dover HaSumechas, they'll be able to hold each other together. Everything is fine. That's how Tosfos learned. Very, very interesting pshat. Very interesting pshat. That it's a function of the degree, the amount of hutzim that you have. The Ritva quotes on the Bali Tosfos a different pshat. A very interesting pshat. A fundamental pshat. A very conceptually fundamental pshat. So a little bit different than the Bali Tosfos. Did you get a chance to look at the Ritva? How many guys saw the Ritva? Whoa. Okay. Let me say it outside because I think it's really such a fascinating thing, and you'll take a look at it and say it tomorrow. The Ritva says, you know the difference between Erevin and Sukkah? I'll tell you the difference. This picture is Erevin's picture. I'm sorry, it's not Erevin's picture. This picture is not Erevin's picture. I'll tell you what Erevin's picture is. See if I can get this right. Just one second. Yeah. That's not Erevin's picture. Erevin's picture is like this. It's the exact opposite. It's where you have the stronger part of your branch. I know this doesn't look like a branch, but there's nothing I can do about it. Right? The stronger part of your branch is actually below Esther. Right? It goes above Essen, but the stronger part is below Essen. The Gemara in Erevin, Zakhtar Ritva B'Shem Dabali Tosfos, is to be understood kipshuta. The Gemara in Erevin says, according to the Lishna Kama of Rabbah, Mikzas Chachlamala, Mikzas Chachlamata, by Sukkah is possible. Why? Because if Ikalshis, you have Chamsa Meruba Mitzilas in the Chachlamata Me'Essen. What does that mean? Says the Ritva b'shen of Alitosis, it means exactly what you think it means. Not like Tosis and Sukkah, you stand on your head and you say, no, it's really Tzilas and Rechamosa, but it's not going to be strong enough, the wind's going to come, it's going to blow it. No. Gemara is to be understood kipshuta. That if you take away the Schach Lamala Me'esrim, you have only Chamosa Meruba Mitzilasa. And because you have only Chamosa Meruba Mitzilasa, so that's going to be a problem. What's the problem? What exactly is the problem? Zok the Ritva. We're talking about a situation where the Schach Lamata Me'esrim is supporting the schach that's lamala me'esrim. That's the key. The schach lamata me'esrim is supporting the schach that's lamala me'esrim. It can stand by itself. Not only can it stand by itself, it's supporting the schach that's lamala me'esrim. The schach lamala me'esrim is resting on it. And since it's resting on the schach lamata me'esrim and it's supporting the schach lamala is tofel to the schach lamat. And that's why minat Torah it's kosh. The chiddush of the Gemara in Erevin is that even if I say klosh and I'll only have chamasa meruba mitzilasa, minat Torah it's still going to be kosher. It's still going to be kosher because the schach lamata me'esrim is supporting everything. So it's the ikar. The schach lamala me'esrim is tofel to the schach lamata. So not only will the schach lamala not passel the schach lamata, but it can even be mitzarif to the shir minat Torah. The schach lamata me'esrim dak is only chamsa meruba mitzilasa. The way you see it right now, forget wind. But because the schach de lamala is being supported by the schach de lamata, right? This is a branch of a tree. It's not the top of it, right? It's supporting everything. So even though it itself is only chamsa meruba mitzilasa, it's just a couple of branches. It's not enough to be tzilasa meruba mechamasa. But because it's supporting everything, then we take into account all the schach. The schach de lamala me'esrim, says the Ritva b'shem de Bali Teisvis, the schach de lamala me'esrim can be part of the schach kosher. This is a collector's item. That you can have schach lamala me'esrim ama, and it's still considered schach kosher. How? If it's botel to schach kosher. If it's being supported by the schach kosher, then it's tofel to the schach kosher. So we all follow the schach kosher. We follow the ikar. So if the schach de lamata me'esrim is supporting the schach de lamala me'esrim, then the schach lamala is botel, is tofel to the schach de lamata me'esrim. Binat Torah, it's kosher. It's taka kosher. Midrabbanan Chazal say we don't want people to use this like that. Because it looks like you don't have tzilasa meruba mechamasa and schach de lamata me'esrim. But me'ikar adin, strictly speaking, sukkah is entirely kosher because al pidin, it's like you have tzilasa meruba mechamasa and the schach de lamata. Even though physically, b'metzias, you don't. You have chamasa meruba mitzilasa and the schach de lamata. But since the schach de lamata is supporting everything, the rest of it, the part that's lamala, is tofel to the schach de lamata. Minat Torah, therefore, the schach is kosher. Minat Torah, we treat it as though you have tzilasa meruba mechamasa b'tziruf. We can even be mitzarif to schach. Hustle the lamala me'esrin. We mitzarev the whole thing because it's tofel to the schach de lamata. Midrabbanan, we don't want to do that. Midrabbanan, we don't want to do that. That's why in Erevin, even though chamasa meruba mitzilasa, the Gemara was saying it's only a psul de rabbanan. In the Torah, it's perfectly fine because we're talking about a situation where the schach de lamata is supporting the schach anta. As opposed to our case in Sukkah, says the Ritva b'shem de Bali Tosis, what's our case talking about? The normal case. With the hoots and the lamata, they're not supporting the top. Not supporting the top. Right? They're independent. I wouldn't necessarily say the top is supporting the bottom either, because then it's tougher for the top. They're independent. They have branches on top and branches on the bottom. One is not supporting the other. So if one is not supporting the other, if all you have is chamsa meruba mitzilas and the schach de lamata me'esrim, is that going to work? No. That's why the Gemara here says that dafke, if you have tzilasa meruba mechamtsa in the hutz and lamata me'esrim, then it's going to be kosher. The Ritva B'Shem the Bali Tosa says, you know what the difference between Erevin and Sukkah is? It's Poshet. Erevin is talking about where the part of the Sukkah that's Lamatame Esrim is Chamasim Ruva Mitzilasa right now. Sukkah is talking about where the part that's Lamatame Esrim is Silasim Ruva Chamasim. But I don't understand. If that's the case, then it's Chamasim Ruva Mitzilasa in the Gemara and Erevin. What's the Havamina to say Minatorit should be Kosher? It's such a davar Poshet that's Poshet. It's obvious. The answer is, Erevin must be talking b'chahai gavna that the sata lamata me'esrim is supporting the whole thing. If it's supporting the whole thing, then you'd have a havamina that maybe the sata lamala me'esrim, the sata above 20, should be tofel, should be batel to the sata lamata, and it should be mashlim the shir to make it like tzilasim ruv mechamsa lamata me'esrim. Kamashalon that the chachamim made a gzera, but without that gzera, min haTorah taka would be kosher because it's supporting everything on top. As opposed to here, it's not supporting. If it's not supporting, if it's silasim ruba mechamasa lamata, then it's kosher, and if it's chamasa ruba misilasa lamata, then it's going to be kosher.